All
You
right,
know,
with the time being 5:06 and today being June 2nd already, 2025, I call the meeting of the Equal Opportunities Commission Executive Committee to order.
all right. Welcome to our virtual meeting. We're going to cover a few basic items before beginning. If you lose connection at any point during the meeting, you can reconnect by clicking the link or calling the number in your original email. To members and city staff, members, if you are able, please activate your video for purposes of quorum and keep it on for the duration of the meeting. Staff, if you're able, please activate your video when you are speaking. The chair and committee staff are responsible for muting and unmuting community members. Members can rename themselves if they wish to add pronouns after your name. Use the raise hand feature when you'd like to be recognized to speak, ask questions, or request a roll call vote. During any roll call, all participants would be unmuted briefly. Staff, click raise hand when you are asked a question. The chair will do their best to call on committee members in the order in which hands are raised. Lowering your hand would take you out of the queue. Members of the public who have registered to speak, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration. You will remain muted until called upon. Staff will let you know when your time is up. After speaking, a member of the body may ask you a question. If you need to share documentation with the board, please send it to the email listed on today's agenda. Please do not use video. If you turn on your video, it will be shut off. Chair, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Can you assist me with the roll call, please, Angela?
Yes. Benford.
Present.
Ramey.
Present.
Kleba. Esparza.
Hello, here.
Wright.
Present.
And we also have Rainey Moore.
Present. I don't know if you need me to say it, but I'm present.
All right, thank you. A quorum has been established.
Great. Thank you. With quorum, I'll read my little bit. In a virtual meeting like this, it's particularly important that we carefully follow Robert's rules of order. Therefore, please do not speak until you have raised your hand and been recognized by the chair. The chair will ask for a motion and second it for any agenda item, unless it is noticed for discussion only. Any member wishing to join the debate or move an amendment will also have to raise their hand and be recognized by the chair. Similarly, if you have some other matter to bring to the attention of the chair, such as point of order or request for information, please use the raise hand function. Next up, it will be public comment. I don't see anyone
There are
from the
none.
public joining us. Thank you. So next up would be approval of the minutes. Do I have a motion of
Move
Melanie?
approval.
Approved by Melanie. Do I have a second?
I second it.
Second by Araceli. Unless there's any objection, we can record that as unanimous. I'm not seeing any hands up. That passes. Next up would be disclosures and recusals. I'll wait to see if I see any hands. I have a disclosure as we enter into conversations about nominations for the Reverend Wright Award. I work under one of the nominees. So I would like this committee's advice once we get to that point, that I just want to be transparent about that. So, seeing no other disclosures, next up is the agenda items. Starting with agenda item number two, EOC meetings in person or virtual. I don't know who would like to lead this conversation.
I mean,
Go ahead, Araceli.
well, that was me submitting that. And then I was told that we were going to do Corinda's celebration in person. Corinda and I forget his name.
Zach.
Zach. Yeah. Corinda, Zach have been, I'm so sorry, Zach. Have been, of course, I should remember Zach's name. But, anyways. Because they have been, with our commission for 10 years, and that we were going to move on to doing their like celebration. And so that kind of like was like, I guess, could be the compensation. But really, I was hoping that we would get into meeting more in person, because I feel that, I still don't understand who's all a part of our commission sometimes. And then there's inconsistencies. Given the state of things, how I believe they're going to get worse. I mean, not worse, but how should I say? They are bad now, and we're not feeling it, and we won't feel it until another 6 months from now. And as we start feeling the consequences of this administration, I think it's just we're gonna see a lot more people. And I feel like there's an accessibility that Zoom was giving us, and that time has a little bit passed, and that we can still make that accessibility happen with a very well facilitated hybrid event. And I guess that was my discussion of this. But I was curtailed a little bit, or not curtailed, but just like, hey, Arzeli's suggestion is that we're gonna have the celebration anyways for Corinda and Zach. Could that take place for that in-person suggestion of yours? And I was like, yeah, I don't mind. We can start, let's do that. But yet I'm still kind of confused as to where we left off with that celebration meeting.
Thank you. Thanks. Does anyone else have any thoughts? And I know Zach's not on the call. And what I remember is how do we find a way to honor Corinda and Zach for 10 years of service? And I don't know if the last time we came to any firm plans that we're going to meet out, or I don't remember that conversation. And I can let Corinda speak for herself. An in-person celebration or a day at a spa. I think we could plan this, and maybe we could try to do it. It's like planning a party when someone's here as we're planning. So maybe we can do this offline through email, remembering that we can't be a walking quorum, but we can throw out suggestions, and then we could check with their schedules to see if there's a way some of us could come together to honor.
Yeah, again, I think there were two different conversations. Like, one is really me, and I don't know if I'm alone on this. I mean, maybe can I ask anybody else here feel like, hey, could we go into in person? I would like to start, is that something other people, and including city staff, is that something we could handle?
I can, oh, go ahead, Melanie, please.
I was just going to say, we always used to meet in person before COVID. And so that was We met over in the city county building, and even we used to do our annual planning there, and we had food and that sort of thing in that same place. So, it, and I don't know. I can't obviously can't speak for the staff, but it seemed in some ways that it might have been easier for them than all the technology, but I don't know that. So anyway, but we always used to meet in person.
Thank you. Corinda?
I think that there has to be a process for doing it to go on in person. I don't think we can just say we want to go in person because we had voted and went before the council. I believe Byron may have a better understanding than me, but I think you'd have to go and we have to take a vote, and the whole commission would need to take a vote on going before going in person. And then I think it has to be notification to the council and to the community that we are back going to in person. I don't think we can just say next month we're going to have a in-person meeting, because there's a process to doing that. Because we did vote to be just virtual. And if we're going to go in person completely or a hybrid model, either way, it has to be voted on, and then proper notice has to be given.
Yeah, I'm
Thank
all
you.
for that. Yeah, I'm all for that. I mean, I would like us just here. I mean, can we start here with all of us just kind of saying yes, no, I'm down for that, not that way I can see whether or not if that's enough interest for us to move to the next.
Well, we could certainly bring it up. I'm sorry. I don't know if you finished your thought. I jumped in. But we can certainly bring it up to the larger commission. But Corinda is absolutely right that there is a process involved in doing it. And if to answer your question directly, Araceli, I would prefer it to stay virtual as a past alder, having to run to 12 different commissions and committees during any tenure, there was no way that logistically, but I think this is just me talking out loud that with our community listening sessions, and I think there can be exceptions during the year, like we had that event to honor the anniversary of the EOC. So we can do certain things like that, but I'm just personally saying sitting here on a Monday night after a 10-hour work day to get in a car and find parking downtown doesn't appeal to me, but we can certainly ask the larger commission and
So I wasn't thinking that our exec meeting would be this, that the exec meeting would stay virtual. I was thinking our regular commission meeting would be in person. Not this exec. This is the executive, well, whatever. This is like our inner work, right? Like, that's what I was thinking. That this one would stay virtual, but the other one, because the other one's more for the public, or so I think it's more for the public. Maybe it's, you know, and both of them are open to the public, right? This meeting and the next one, right? But the next one is mostly meant, or am I wrong?
no, you're right. They're all city meetings are open to the public, and that's why they have to be noticed properly. And as Corinda was saying, there was a lot of conversation around committees voting. And I think at the end of the year they can explore that. I remember, I think since my time on this body, we had a vote about in person or virtual, but I think we could keep this conversation going if that's okay with you, and
Yeah, absolutely.
bring it up as we move forward. So, does anyone else have any thoughts or comments on agenda item two? Otherwise, we can move to the listening session, agenda item three.
I have a thought.
Go ahead, Byron.
I'm very open to the idea of having a conversation about in-person meetings, but I also am very sensitive to comments of, it can be cumbersome sometimes on staff and having to come back for meetings, things like that. Maybe there's an option to entertain having maybe so many meetings in person per year, like, once a quarter or something like that,
Yes.
where we can bring in,
Byron, you muted yourself.
I'm sorry, did you catch the end of that?
I did not.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was just saying that maybe we could, there's another alternative option for us to consider instead of being regularly just having it maybe like once a quarter we do an in-person or something like that, just to one, just to break it up, two, to help build team dynamics and camaraderie with each other, helping us know each other that's on the team a little bit better. And also for folks in the community that maybe want to come and participate. But then it's not so cumbersome and taxing on folks who maybe it would be difficult to do that and on a consistent basis. That was all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other thoughts on this item? Seeing none, we could move to agenda item 3. Just wanted to pause and thank Araceli and Dina. And I know Eli had been involved, and Angela and everyone for putting this stuff together. And the graphics look beautiful to me. So I think the message of tonight is to really push this. We got 9 days and just push this out.
Yeah, that would be great if everyone can post the flyer on their social media, if they could get it out to their professional and personal contacts via email, and just try to talk it up.
Thank you. Melanie?
Now, I was just going to ask, are you posting some of these down in the library and the senior center, in that area?
I'm not sure I understood the question. Could you repeat it, please?
Are we posting this in the libraries and other senior areas?
I have taken it personally to several of the older adult senior centers and also older adult apartment complexes, churches. Yeah, that's what I can think about. But yes, in
Yeah.
answer to your question, yes. I don't know. So I did email it to a person who works at the Madison Senior Center. So I would imagine it's going to, I would hope, I won't say I imagine, I hope that they would put it up there as well. At the library, I don't know. Araceli, were you able to email her a copy of the flyer?
With who?
At the library? Your contact at the
Lady from the
library?
library?
Yeah.
Sorry, Cass. No, I'm talking on the Zoom. Sorry, sweetheart. I'm at a loss. My kid just got back from Wisconsin Dells. Yeah.
Oh,
Okay.
okay, no, just asking if you were able to give the flyer, email the flyer, take the flyer, whatever, to someone at your contact at the public library, at the central library, so they
No.
could post it. No, okay.
No, I can do that like literally tomorrow though.
Okay.
I just either I need to go back. Angela, do you still have any more flies? Because I think I don't know what I did with mine. Because I got upset with, oh no, you know what I did? I had an event a couple weeks ago at my community center, and so then I gave them out there, and the Spanish ones, yeah. Do you have any more, Angela?
They got replaced, the Spanish. We did replace them electronically. We did not reprint any more of the Spanish or any version of those. Are you asking for some more to be printed?
Yes, and of the English.
Okay.
For the
And then just
senior
give me an
centers.
email, please, of how many.
Yes. You want me to email you how many?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I'll do that right now, and then I can go over there this week and drop some off. Thank you.
So we have a large database that we emailed all the flyers in all four languages and the press releases. Some of them may include libraries, may include senior centers as well. But
Okay.
we did not go to post, but the mayor's office were supposed to also include it in their networks as well.
Okay, great. And when exactly did when did the press release go out?
They went out a couple of different times before I went on vacation, but I sent them out. I want to say that I don't want to give you a date and it's a different date, but I sent them out very soon after they were approved to be sent out. It was that day. If it was a Friday, I did it that Monday, but they've been out on our end. I'm trying to get to the email without confusing a bunch of other things. And then I also sent correction for something else. So it initially went out. I gotta find a group of people, but I'll let you know in a second. Let's
Okay.
see. There were some that went out on the 20th of May. That's when it was the other translation, Spanish, Chinese, and Hmong, but it was sent out ahead of that in English prior to that.
That's way too soon. Yeah, typically a press release should really, it shouldn't go out any more than 2 weeks ahead of time.
Okay.
But it's done now, so
We can
a little
send another one, right, Dina? Like you can go out again.
bit. Yeah, it could go out again. Yeah, because it gets lost, when in the newsrooms. It just, if it's more than 2 weeks, there's just, they get so many press releases that we don't want it to, we want it to be top of mind, hopefully, so that we'll get some kind of press from it, whether it's before or, the day of. That would be great. But thank you.
All right.
Is there any other thoughts or conversation around this? I just appreciate listening. I forget that we still live in a day where we take flyers and people post them. It seems like everything's electronic and we just print them out and put them on our little bulletin board. But I appreciate you, Araceli, going to the library and people actually walking around dropping these things off. That's really
Dina's
great.
been dropping them off everywhere. That's beautiful. I lost
Do
mine or I gave them all away. And
you...
so, and then the ones that were left behind were the Spanish ones that said something really weird. And I just want to say that, I forget what they're called, the LTAs or the LPA people. They, you know what? Really, my
LAP.
hats off to them. Honestly, I could have been, they could have taken me to be rude or whatever. And I wasn't rude. I was just like, I felt weird because I'm like, I didn't read it either. And I just felt so silly because I'm like, when I finally read it, I'm like, this makes no sense. And it just showed, but you know what? We're getting the tweaks out. Because the next time we roll through this,
It's just the date and the place.
it's gonna go fast and it's like butter. And it's gonna go really good. I know it. I know it. So we're getting all those tweaks out and they get it now. And I've made actually a lot of phone calls, Brian. I made a lot of phone calls to like the different Latino places and stuff like that, the worker justice people, all of them. They got phone calls personally explaining to me. So the way I've been positioning this but I want to, Corinna has her hand up. I could go on and on, but it's cool. It's cool. Corinna, cool.
Oh, thank
I was
you.
just gonna say, Araceli, you, I don't know if you lost them, but you were handing them out a couple of weeks ago. Remember when we were at that event? Because you gave me a handful too to pass out. So I think you've been giving them out as you've been in different spaces.
And they're just gone. Yeah. You didn't lose them.
Oh, thank you. Is there any other conversation around this? If not, we could
Is
move
Byron
to.
still on, or I don't see a, I just, is he still on? Anyway,
Yeah.
we're gonna, what we decided to do is to, so apparently because we don't work for the city, we were not able to purchase the food and be reimbursed. And so a list will be sent. Oh, there you are. A list will, I'll be sending that list to you. I have it, so I'll probably send it to you tonight or first thing in the morning. And I guess Byron's gonna have somebody go out and purchase.
Please copy Angela.
Okay, will do.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone. So I think we're up to the next agenda item.
All
If you
right,
want
I'll go
to
back
pull
to it.
that back.
Yes. Whoops. Right here. Bob isn't here for the non-discrimination clause.
And I think the conversation, and folks can correct me if I'm wrong, is that there's future exploration that has to be looked into this, that there was thoughts that we hadn't met with the affirmative action chair. And I'll let Byron, your hand is up, please.
Yeah, thank you. Can you hear me okay?
Can.
Okay, good. So what's taking place is the affirmative action folks are going to be
Oh,
having.
Byron, we cannot, I cannot hear you now.
Oh, really? I don't know what happened. Let me double check. How about now?
A little better.
All right, so the affirmative action group is going to be taking this up in their next meeting and having a discussion about this.
I think what I heard you say is that the Affirmative Action Commission's taking this up at their next meeting. And
Yes.
okay, great. Thank you. All right. I got trifocals on, Angela, but I can't see that script. I'm working on it. Let's see. There we go. Thank you so much. All right. So we're at the Reverend Wright Award nominations. I don't know about you all or who wants to start this, but just reading the nominations, this is never easy, is it?
Sometimes we've had a lot more than this too, so this is a small number by comparison.
And then I had brought up earlier with disclosures that you all guide me in the process because I certainly don't feel it's ethical for me to vote on my boss. So you all guide me in what you think is fair, if I should just recuse myself from this process because I have someone in the game, or my vote would be limited, or you tell me. But I just want to put that out there and look for you all to guide this conversation tonight.
Didn't your mother teach you to always vote for yourself?
Well, politically, yes. I could
You're
spend
talking about
years.
I'm wondering.
Oh.
Because Auerbach has been nominated, and you might, I don't know, I don't see why you would need to recuse yourself. Because the nominations are actually a ranking, and
From
so
12 to 13 individual.
I don't see why you'd need to.
Right. Right, Melanie, but I don't know. I mean, it's a ranking and all of that. Honestly, Byron, is there precedence on this? What's the policy on this?
Because the voting is blind, so you wouldn't know
The
who
voting is
voted.
blind, but
The
the previous per people have not always just been nominated based upon what's been voted. It's a conversation that typically happens after people get it, put their scores in about the individuals or the organization
And that's the
selected.
part,
So it's
yeah.
not just a voting issue. So I don't know where Byron stands. For me, I would think that it would be appropriate to recuse yourself from that process because two things. It's your organization that you actually work for, but you're also the president of this chapter. Now, had you not been the president, which can influence votes, and even if you don't, it's the perception for me. So
Thank
it's
you.
the perception because most people understand presidents to be able to influence how decisions are made and how they shift. So for me, for that process, I would say it would be appropriate to recuse yourself because of those two things.
And I'll do exactly that. Thank you,
Okay.
Corinda. I
So
really
I would.
appreciate what you said about
Same.
perception. And so I'm going to recuse myself from this process. So you all go ahead. I can still chair the meeting.
I think so, man. Just because, like, we don't want nobody saying nothing. You know what I mean? And she's your boss.
Right, and isn't it the president that presents it at the council meeting? I think the president
Awkward. That would be
presents
really awkward.
that is correct.
Yeah,
Awkward.
optics matter. Yeah.
Well, I just want to say that I appreciate you all saying that. And like I told you, I'm a social worker, and ethically, I could not be biased. And my ratings are my bias with in regards to Emily. So, as I said, starting the conversation off, you got amazing people. But you all go ahead and how do you want to proceed tonight? Because the whole commission is going to vote on the nominations. I guess the clarity I was hoping is, Angela, when did you absolutely need everyone's nomination forms back?
The thought and what happened last year was that they would bring their votes to the next meeting, and then we could, would be tallied like right before the meeting, and we had the tally, and there's the ones who had the highest votes. One commissioner has already turned in the ratings for all six. So some of them will start, I guess, sending them in. Some may want to hear a conversation first, but last year there was a conversation with the executive committee, and then it went to everyone, and people read and just provided their votes. So as far as looking at the timeline, we're still on the same schedule we were last year. We were able to have the award provided in the July Common Council meeting. So I don't want to say we're not strapped for time, but we are on the schedule to meet as it were. So that I would send another note between now and the next meeting for the full commission to have, and they have it earlier now. Then they would have it because they wouldn't have gotten it until after this meeting before. So everyone got it at the same time.
So,
Thank you.
what do you mean by when it's blinded? Because I know who I'm voting for and who I'm
No
grabbing.
one knows that this is the score Araceli provided for either one of the individuals. When it
Oh,
comes
that.
out, it's a total amount. Not who voted for who, not what score was for any of the individuals. I'm the only one who gets that.
Okay.
And as Corinda had said earlier, that outside of the score, there's still
Still
conversation.
conversation.
I seem to remember that there were some ties. Melanie, please go ahead. Melanie, you're unmuted. There.
Oh, excuse me. I guess I still don't understand. It's not the big deal, but the recusal thing, because Brian, your vote will only be one vote, and it's all a private voting anyway. I don't understand why you would have to refuse, frankly, because it's not like a court case where everybody's in an equal situation, because you're just one person. All the rest of us are going to be voting, and I don't see why you'd need to recuse, frankly.
Well, Lenny, I really appreciate that. I really do. But internally, I feel like I should. I just feel like I heard the word optics. I think Byron said that, and I just think I should. I mean, it would be such an honor to hand our award to anyone on this list. So I'm really excited about that. But I would want to just try to keep the process as pure as possible, even though I agree with you, but internally I feel like.
Well, I mean, it's obvious that your comfort level is, that's important. So you're the one to determine that. But I think just from a rational point of view, there would be no real need for you to do it.
The only
Thank
thing
you.
that I will say, Melanie, is that it has never been an anonymous process. I'm just going to say in the past, we've had listed who voted for what. It just had our total scores across the board. And so it has not been an anonymous process. So this is the first time that I'm believing that it's anonymous. Because Byron, if you want to correct me, but last time we had a spreadsheet and it had everybody's name on it, who voted, and what the numbers for each person was, and we had a discussion about it. And we and to your point, Melanie, the president, we all have a voice in it in terms of talking about the scores, right? And if you want to recall, last year, some of us had different scores than others. And in our conversation, we were able to influence those numbers to get the outcome that happened last year. And in that discussion, people were swayed. And so to say that people would not be swayed because Byron, for example, Byron is the president. If Byron says something, most likely folks are going to agree because he also not only is an employee of the Odyssey Project, he's the president of this organization, but he also has inside information regarding that organization. So information that some of us we may see from the outside, but he has more internal information that he's going to be bringing to that discussion that we won't have.
Absolutely. Can we go back? No, wait, no, go back, go back. Absolutely. Thank you for saying all that, Corinda. Absolutely. I remember, because if y'all remember, I even said some things about Wilma, and I love Wilma, but I also was at a very large event where they said some things that were not very cool. And I think I expressed that in our last meeting, and that might have swayed some people. And I was like, I was really disappointed, but I really do like them. And I think the other person was of a religious nature. And I was like, but Lilium is also almost like a nun in a lot of ways. And I remember clearly of us having that discussion. And so don't say, yeah, because it could. This is our first time that we're actually going to be blind. And I actually think this is going to work out a lot better that we don't know.
And truth be told, there have been some conversations on the side that folks have had about some of these. So,
Like already.
yes.
Yeah, so I think it'd be just best that Byron, that Brian, we just, unfortunately, Brian. And that way too, you go into your job. It's your job, you know? You don't want.
Remember, I brought it up. I'm okay with it.
Yeah, obviously
Remember,
you're okay with
I
it,
started
for
the
sure.
conversation, so I'm totally okay with it. But
Going back to the
once.
nomination, though, the forms, I felt like Lilliam's form was not. I mean, I sent it out to Angela and a couple of us. I'm conflicted because she was misgendered in the nomination form. And just for the record, it's a she, and I know
But
she identifies as he.
there were two nominations for her that Angela sent the second one today. I don't know if you were able to take a look at them.
Oh, okay, cool. So there
Yeah, so
was
there
a
were two
second.
for her.
Okay, good. And so the one where they're misplaced.
And the one that came in second is more than the 2 pages that was the maximum.
Right. I was
So
going to ask about that.
we
Yeah.
have to consider those things as well. I mean, you would have to, I wouldn't. I'm
And I.
blessed to not have to be, it's a difficult thing, but her whatever the gender is, I apologize.
Yeah, there was one where we couldn't, because Deanna and I, she was like, I can't see it, I can't see it. I'm like, no, you can. And the only one we could see of the nomination was where she was misgendered. And I just want to be clear about that. She does.
Well, that's the person who submitted the nomination.
That's what I'm
We
saying.
didn't do it,
No, I know
and
you didn't. I just want to be clear with
that
everyone.
person may not have just been able, you know how you do a typo and you went back and reread it, you know,
Or
but
that's what I'm saying. I want to clear with everybody that she does gender herself as female, so
female, okay.
considers
And
yourself
maybe
or
English is a,
she, this is
and I don't know
she.
her, so
And
yeah,
then his
we don't
work right
either.
here, his work has essentially focused. But
I suspect that Esteban, maybe English isn't the first language, and that's right out of translate some of it. And that pops up a lot where people are misgendered when I
Yeah, it
appreciate
started with
you.
the she and then his, yeah. But you know
But we all know now, so that I
that
appreciate that.
when it's time to, if that's the winner, we would make sure, and thanks to bringing that to our attention.
And I
But
had a
the go ahead.
no. Go ahead and finish your thought. I just had
Yeah,
one
it
question
is
pertaining
just
to
the other
nominees.
one was extremely long, and I apologize. I labeled them the same, and then when I looked at it, this had more content, and I wanted to make sure to bring it. And everyone has the update of here's the additional form, with also, you know, it's more than the 2 pages, but there's more information.
Oh,
And
okay.
does the nomination, does it say It
it's, as
says
far as I know,
right
it
here,
stipulates, yeah.
attach additional pages if needed, 2 page maximum.
Yeah.
Remember that only submitting a resume would not be sufficient.
Yeah, we have to.
So you could say first 2 pages, we'll still use it, or because is I know it's there for 2 years, so could that person re-nominate next year? And I'm not saying that's a reason that this one shouldn't move forward. I'm just saying, as you're looking at things like this, what would be what happens if that's the case?
Well, I appreciate the conversation, but I personally would certainly be troubled if we would have a judgment against someone, because a lot of it was just individual testimonial, was just little paragraphs. So if we're going to disqualify someone for sending 4 pages, if we really, that feels kind of cheap to me personally, where we can, I know we have rules and guidelines, but we can.
But
I think there
someone
are
may
rules
have
and
stopped.
guidelines. Yeah, and
Somebody
we
would
have,
have stopped at 2 pages
and
because
they
I
could have had
did,
more.
right? I did have someone say, we have more information, but you said 2 pages maximum. So, but they could have put another page because it's additional 2 pages, but I didn't speak to that. I was, because that's what the form said. So it could be either way because people did contact the office about, oh, 2 page max, and we had more. So,
I don't know. For me, I think a rule is a rule is a rule is a rule.
yeah.
And perhaps that needs to be rewritten
Yeah.
for moving forward. I don't know. We do in a case like this. I guess your suggestion to just to look at the first 2 pages, I would probably be okay with that.
Again, if the city would even allow us to use Google, you would have had a character thing where it would like max you out. You know, can you create an application form where it will say, where it won't allow you to go past a certain number of characters, which would equal to 2 pages maximum?
Maybe we look into that. Yeah.
Yep, we'll take a
And then I
note
had
because.
another question about nominations. Do the folks who are nominated, is there, I guess there isn't, it's what I'm thinking. There's no rule in terms of who can nominate who. Like it can be a spouse or a,
Oh, yeah, that could be, you're making really good sense there. Yeah.
Yeah, we had 2 spouses this time.
Really? Oh,
At
wow.
least, I don't know everybody, but.
You
Yeah, we
both
can't
mentioned. nominate our spouses. Are you
Why
kidding?
not?
No.
Why?
Because that's like Trumpism. That's
Not us.
racism.
It not this. They're not on the commission. They're
Oh.
in the public.
Did somebody nominate themselves? I don't know.
I'm not sure,
I
but
thought
I don't
so.
know if
I don't
I have
think
to look at
so.
the criteria to see if you cannot nominate yourself.
Yeah, can you nominate yourself? Oh, I see what you're saying.
To be
Like,
honest, I don't know that that's in the criteria that folks can't.
right.
And so I think since it's not listed, that may be something you guys might need to explore in the
For
future.
next year, yep.
But I don't think it's listed that that's a criteria that they cannot.
Okay.
Well, I
I
mean, are
think
they
it's
not supposed to?
admirable and honorable to, if your significant other deserves it, to do it, you know.
I don't know. I would stray away from that even. I don't think it's appropriate. I don't know. Maybe,
Okay.
I'm wrong. I don't think it's appropriate that we should nominate our parent, our husbands or wives.
No, if you're in the public, is what I'm saying.
I'm sitting here smiling because that's some really proud, and I think that there's love involved in that. But
Yes,
as we
I
talk
do.
about this processes and stuff, I hope that we just keep focus on it's really the merits of what the
The
person's
merits of what
done.
they do.
So if you all feel it's appropriate just to read, I'm not pushing back or anything, but I get it. I heard you, Dina. Rules are rules, and next year we can put, only the first two pages will be considered. I'm going to keep reading on if there's more, because I think it's really about the merits of the
Because they could
individuals.
continue to nominate, we just evaluate every 2 years,
I'm
2 years
not
of nominations,
gonna,
right?
read a book that someone sends or anything like that, but I think that's the big thing we're thinking about, is on merit and who nominates. If someone self-nominates personally, if
Yeah.
they want that recognition, it's up to us to make the decision. I don't think that's such a bad thing. That's just me.
Yeah, I don't think it's bad for you to self-nominate. But here's the thing, one of the rules too, and I just thought about this when you were scrolling over somebody's nomination papers. I thought one of the rules is like if you were already nominated and won something locally in the last 2 years, isn't there one of those rules?
It was not 2 years, I thought, in this organization, just us, because it's not fair. I think we talked about it last year that it wasn't fair because someone else also recognized the person. It was w right through this group, was my understanding from last year.
Okay.
And we also accept 2 years worth of nominations. Like, they'll roll off, but that doesn't, I don't know if the person can't be renominated. We just also use last year's along with this year's.
I
So
like the
I wouldn't. I think we did talk about it. I have to go back and look at tapes, but that was a discussion last time.
Okay.
Hand up. Let me. I don't want my hand up, but I want to go back to what Brian was saying. So I hate to be a stickler on this, but I just don't think it's fair if there are six pages written for someone's nomination and we read all of the, I don't know if it's six, I didn't count, but it was more than two. If all of those are written and we're taking all that information, the merits and all that and then voting on that, I just don't think that's fair. Because if everyone else followed the rule and it says no more than 2 pages and they submitted no more than 2 pages, knowing that perhaps they could have submitted 6 pages, there was that much more information about that particular individual, but they didn't because the rule says 2 pages, then I just don't think it's fair for us to, I mean, I don't want to say, you know, that, I mean, luckily that person had two nominations, two people that nominated her. I just don't think it's fair to for us to consider all of those pages beyond 2 pages.
I understand that, Dina. I do. As I was listening, it makes sense when you fill out a scholarship application and they say it's a word limit or something, an essay that you have to do. And when you're trying to make these hard, difficult decisions,
I know sometimes the ownership comes with the nominator, and I sense with one of the individuals once again that maybe English isn't their first language. But nonetheless, I hear what you're saying, and we should certainly tighten that up in the future if you all want to.
I agree. For the future, that would be good. I also kind of feel like when you reformat stuff from another application to this application, that can also make it longer. So it could have been 2 pages on their end, but then when you copy it and paste it on here, it might have made it look makes it look longer. I don't know. So I don't know. I don't know what if this was just emails that they sent her. They were other PDFs. I'm not quite sure. But I think moving forward, we can certainly, I mean, I guess, you would just blank it out on your end. I guess, you can stop reading it, whatever. And it's interesting. Yeah, some of them are really short, some of them are long. And we've done this several years now. I will say that this pool is not as diverse as other years where we would really have like unsung heroes, people that were just regular people in the world and doing really amazing stuff. So I'm a little bit sad about that part because I feel like everyone on this list has already gotten a lot of accolades in the world. But yeah, it happens. I mean, that's how I see it too. Like I wish there were more people that were like, childcare providers or like, and then we've had people like that and they haven't won. And I'm always the one going for those folks. So people know I'm like always trying to go for people who haven't won anything in a recent past because I think that's what the spirit of this as well too is like people who walk big and who carry very, who talk quietly though.
I just want to make one correction. The two nominations for that one individual came from the same nominating person. So there was one with the small paragraph, and then that same person submitted a nomination that included testimonials of other people that took it into being additional pages.
So that's why. See, I really feel like there was a lot of confusion in this, where she
Same
was,
name.
yes, and it's the same name. So honestly, each one of those could have been individual nominations.
Can you nominate more than one time a particular person?
I think so.
You
I
can't.
think many people could have submitted a nomination for a person and we had it, and then we would say, and it's three people versus it being, let's put it all in one document, because you might not know. I might not know that this other person nominated this person because they are so worthy of being nominated. It could happen. Yep, same.
The other thing is people don't necessarily know that we push forward folks that were nominated last year, so they could
Right.
potentially nominate them again this year because we know that, but the outside folks who
Right.
nominated them last
Right.
year don't know that.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
We need to
These
go.
both came in 2024 for that particular instance.
Exactly. So, I mean, as we go through this, I mean, I'm glad you're here with us to help us tighten it up. To tighten up all of these. I kind of feel like, yeah, that there was, I mean, to be honest, coming out from other countries, other places, other communities and cultures, this whole applying and nominating somebody is so different. And I feel like what happened with him is like he got. Like he thought he was helping everybody by getting it all together in one, but each of those people I think were just nominating, felt they were probably nominating her individually. But I'm willing to bet
It's
that.
okay.
I'm willing to bet that
It's
he was
yeah, and should
helping.
they have contacted you, you could have possibly
Yeah.
said, oh, it would be better if you nominate separately than to
I still
submit
don't
a
even know how to
more
nominate
pages.
people, to be honest, Angela. I'm like,
You didn't read the criteria?
I mean, a little bit, but it's not a form that you just like, you know what I'm saying? Because you have to do it on your own, kind of, right? You have to email it on your own. It's not a living website where like a Google form or a website with a form.
We did receive one in the mail, and most of them were emailed. Yes.
So that's where I think it's a little bit like where you can get squishy on it because it's not a form. You're telling me it's over 2 pages. I'm telling you, he might have seen it as 2 pages too.
Well,
And by the time you put it back on,
says attach additional pages if needed, 2-page maximum.
yeah, I
So
would say 2-page Word doc. Is it
usually
double
a
spaced, single
page
spaced,
is
and then
considered an 8.5 by 11 and how it fits. Now, if
true.
somebody put 8-character font and put it on there and it fit 2 pages, I don't know. But in this instance, it's hard for me to think, and I'm not on the committee, it's just Angela Banks talking, that that much content would have been thought to be 2 pages.
True. And he might have thought that, oh, each one is an individual submission versus like
Yeah,
all of it
okay.
being one submission.
I'm gonna move us forward
Yeah,
because I
thank you.
think we got a
Thank you.
plan that in the future will tighten up the things that we need to. So if there's the plan is it would go to the larger commission and they'll vote on it and we'll have that conversation at our meeting on the 12th. All right, what's up next on the agenda?
All right, I apologize. I want to next, I have it written. Next is the ordinance, EOC ordinance update continued. That's that where usually Ford and Byron.
Yep, and that'll come back to the larger body and for to give us any and Byron to give us any background.
Yes.
So where are we? The appeals
Appeals committee
committee
is
is
now.
now July 10th at 4 p.m.
All right.
And then everyone probably had a chance to see the drafted agenda for the 12th.
I'm bringing it
It
up.
looked good to me. I hope everyone had a chance to take a look at it.
Yeah, this is the 12th.
Great. Looks like we got lots of things to consider, but does anyone have anything they'd want to add to that? I'm not seeing any hands.
I guess the only thing I'm seeing now is I put the work plan and the listening session is June 12th, is actually June 11th.
Okay.
So, and it would have happened the day before.
We
So
could do a
maybe
recap.
something there. Yeah, make it be recap or.
Recap, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I can do that. I just
Great.
noticed that. Recap, June 11. And then the ordinance is there for future topics and those other items.
Sounds good. Does anyone have any thoughts? If not, I guess I'd love a motion to approve it, and then that'll move us forward.
Is the celebration for Corinda Zach on there?
Yes, recognition of 10 years of
Okay,
service.
cool. Cool. I do see it now. Yep. Invite the property manager, blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Move
Motion.
approval.
Thank you. Let's move for approval by Melanie. Do I have a second?
I second it. Right.
Second by Dina. If there's no objections, I'm not seeing anyone. This unanimously passes. So this will be our agenda for the 12th. So next up is adjournment. I know folks want to probably get out in this beautiful weather.
Yes, please.
I see Melanie move for adjournment. Is there a second?
I'll second it if no one else is.
All
I'm
right,
out of here.
Dina
You
wants
guys
to stick
have a good
around.
night.
Yeah, good night.
Second by Dina. If there's no objections, we're adjourned. Thank you all. Take care.
6:06.
Take care.
Good night, all.